Bradford Bulls Live. The story so far.
2 metres out from that Bradford try line as Danny Craven disuses his power and pace to get past Brandon Pickersgill and Matt Garside, and he'll touch down to the left-hand side of the post, and that was far too easy for the Widnes Vikings. 6 minutes gone on the clock, and the Bulls first to concede. It is the Widnes Vikings 4, Bradford Bulls 0. There's a bit of a half break here from Danny Craven. Danny Craven kicks ahead, looking for the support of Keenan Brand. Keenan Brand will recover the ball for the Vikings, and the Widnes Vikings, the try awarded by Gareth Fewer. They've gone 60 metres there. The inquest starts for the Bulls. Ethan Ryan, Defogging Johnston and Brandon Pickersgill, they all look and turn towards each other, and the Vikings lead by 10 points to nil. To Defogging Johnston. Defogging Johnston is going to get his first try in the red, amber and black. A sensational score. 20 minutes gone on the clock, and the Bulls are back in this one. It's the Vikings 12, the Bulls 4. That's more like it. Pickersgill and Michella linking in the halves, and Widnes caught cold towards Michella. Connor Farrell is in. Connor Farrell around and underneath the post. It's another try for the Bradford Bulls, and the Halton Stadium descends into silence. It's 12 points to 10, soon to be 12 points apiece. Hansen to Wilde. Wilde towards the line. Last grasp tackle there from Liam Kirk, and it goes to Johnston. Johnston's over the line for the Vikings. Bradford were scrambling. The defence was exhausted, and the Vikings are back in front of this one. Jordan Johnston out of dummy half, and the Vikings lead the Bulls by 16 points to 12. Steve Crossley's got the ball down. The referee says it's short. It's no try. Steve Crossley, inches, millimetres from getting the Bulls back in this game, and the scoreboard still reads Widnes 21, Bradford 14. Out wide on this right-hand edge to Brad Walker. Walker keeps the ball going. It's going in towards Owen, towards Ince. Ryan Ince in at the corner. Has he got the ball down? Referee Gareth Ewer looks towards the touch judge, points the finger, and that is heartbreak for the Bradford Bulls here at the Halton Stadium. Hallis from dummy half. Hallis has got it down. Hallis has got a try for the Bradford Bulls, and it's game back on here. There's still time on the clock, Ross, and we've still got time as Hallis goes through a gap. Hallis is away. Hallis down the middle, finds the support from Wilder. Wilder to Evans. Evans is brought down 5 metres out. It's the last tackle from the Bulls. There's 2 minutes remaining. It goes wide to Michella. Michella! Elliot Michella! Michella will win it for the Bulls. Sensational scenes at the Halton Stadium. That will cause some controversy in the post-match press conference. And now Bradford, the need to get the ball back off the Vikings as Christine is brought down over on the far stand side. An unbelievable end to this game. Everybody here thought Elliot Michella had sealed a miraculous comeback. There was 4 minutes remaining at the Bulls. They were down by 11.
Unrivaled rugby league commentary. This is Bradford Bulls Live on Pulse 2.